Well, after a year-long delay and in the grip of a pandemic, the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony kicked off just over an hour ago. Just 950 guests, including dignitaries and officials, are attending the event in the 68,000 capacity Olympic Stadium. 116 Irish athletes will be competing in 19 sports at the Games. Kelly Harrington and teammate Belfast boxer Brendan Irvine are carrying the Irish flag at the opening ceremony. We'll be talking live to our sports reporter Des Cahill in Tokyo in just a moment. But first, let's hear from the opening ceremony with some commentary by George Hamilton.
The countdown began a long time ago. Now for all these athletes, the time is almost at hand. Apart but not alone, that's the theme of this segment. With the emergence of COVID-19, everybody was forced to limit physical interaction, and the athletes were no exception. But as social distancing became a must, they were left with no choice but to continue their training and to deal with their internal conflicts and physical challenges in complete solitude. Can you imagine? No support, no coaches, no competitors, no spectators. Just the determination to make it to the Olympic Games.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for His Majesty the Emperor, accompanied by the President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Ball, Olympic champion, fencing, 1976.
And next, stand by.
Ireland.
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 Kelly Harrington, women's lightweight boxer, Brendan Irvine, team captain, bearing the flag. Brendan, from the St. Paul's Club in Belfast, Kelly from St. Mary's Boxing Club in Tallaght, from Portland Row in the heart of Dublin. What a proud moment for the pair of them. Of course, not all the athletes are here yet, but there's Kelly and Brendan, there's Aoife O'Rourke there, Michaela and Aidan Walsh, Emmett Brennan, Meg Ryan, Nat Nguyen, Tara Hamlin, and also Tricia Heberle, the chef de mission, Heather Boyle, the PR person, Bernard Dunn, Dan McGee, badminton performance director, Louise O'Connell, they're up in front of the doctors, and Emma Hamill, who's the coach of Meg Ryan in gymnastics. And they're followed by Azerbaijan.
George Hamilton commentating on some of the opening ceremony at the Olympics in Tokyo just in the last hour or so. Let's talk now live from Tokyo to Des Cahill. Des, a very good afternoon to you in our case. I'm not quite sure what time of the day you're at there.
It's a little bit later. 24 minutes past nine, Brian. Yeah. Well, and, you know, the Irish team went through, I don't know, half an hour ago. There's only about a third of the teams have gone through so far. So this is the downside, that the athletes are standing out there for literally 2.5 hours and probably another 2 hours between queuing up to go in and when they go back out. It's pretty draining for the athletes, but it's special for them despite the fact that there's no crowds there. You can see the sense of joy they had. And in fairness, I have to say, when the Irish team came out, it was a real sense of joy. There's a video actually has been posted by the team, because only 20 Irish represented the team at the parade. There's a lovely video of in the Olympic Village, that when Kelly Harrington and Brendan Irvine were coming out to get ready and to travel to carry the flag, the rest of the team lined up to applaud them. And you could feel real camaraderie and a real buzz there. So it's very colourful still without, I mean, some of the national outfits are extraordinary. It's amazing how you get drawn into watching one of these parades with the clothes. The Italians are the most talked about outfit. They're wearing an Armani outfit. I actually thought it was like, it's a disc, a big, huge green, white and red disc, but it's on a white background, so it looks like a green and red disc with a big slice of pizza taken out of the middle of it, if you know what I mean. The white disc. So it's hugely talked about, and it's generating lots of interest in social media. But this is a colourful start, and after all the fears and concerns, it's a kind of cheerful start that the games are underway.
And I suppose the centrepiece, of course, of the opening ceremony is the lighting of the flame, isn't it? Now, I presume we're we're a bit away from that yet, or has that happened already?
Yeah, no, that'll be near the end. That'll be near the end, Brian. And this is due to go 3.5 hour ceremony. And of course, there's huge interest in who will be given the massive honour of lighting the flame. And everyone has their own views on it. I personally think I would plump for Naomi Osaka, the Japanese tennis player, because she has done a lot to promote you know, diversity in recent times. The four kind of main names being spoken about in Japan are Naomi Osaka, a judo champion, Nomura, and then three baseball players. Baseball is huge here, but I'm not sure it'll be a baseball player. I don't know. But the biggest hint we've got is that Osaka was due to open on centre court tomorrow in the tennis, and there's been a rescheduling of tomorrow's matches, and she's gone from that. And I'm just wondering, just that to give her a rest?
So the anticipation keeps the interest going, but the cauldron, the flame actually isn't being lit in the stadium on this occasion.
No, which is I mean, as you know, Each opening ceremony tries to outdo the others in some form of drama, and I think this could be very dramatic. I don't know what's going to happen. I know the cauldron normally is above the stadium, the symbol for all competing in the main stadium, the torch and the light, but it is going to be in the harbour area. So I don't know how they're going to do it or what they're going to light, but I have a feeling the Japanese will be spectacular in how they do it.
Yeah, this, of course, is the formal opening, but the competition is already underway, and the Irish have already been out in competition, haven't they?
Yes, out this morning in the rowing, and success for Sunita Pushpure. Still a long way to go for her, obviously, through to the quarterfinal, but she was very impressive today. And she's one of our... Like, you can't be heaping pressure on them all. We've three or four medal hopes, and she's definitely one of them. And she started really confidently and was pleased with herself afterwards, which is good. It's from tomorrow on, really, Brian. We have lots of people competing, huge numbers from tomorrow on. And of course, we'll be following them all here on RT Radio and Television. And I go to the boxing. Kurt Walker is the first boxer in tomorrow, but we have athletes in so many events from tomorrow on. It'll be fantastic.
Great. Well, we'll be hearing from you, and look forward to hearing from you and the rest of our team in Tokyo over the next number of weeks. Des Cahill, we'll let you back to the opening ceremony.